In order for you to go to that next level, there has to be a new mindset. And what comes with that new mindset is a mind shift. In order for you to go to the next level, you have to have a new mindset. And there has to be a new mind shift if you want to live a life of success, greatness, purpose, and destiny. This is what we're going to dive into this week. Thank you for listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones. And you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. A place where you discover your success, greatness, purpose, and destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. Get your coffee, get some tea, sit down by the fireplace, put on your earbuds or your headphones, get in a work exercise mentality, because we are going to dive deep today, baby. If you want to go to the next level, there has to be a mind shift and there has to be a new mindset, meaning a new way of thinking. Me and someone was talking a couple days ago and we were reflecting on our lives and we were just assessing things, what's going on in our lives, in our family, around the world. And there's one thing that kept coming up is mindset, that our lives, your life, my life, is a reflection. Listen, y'all, it is a reflection of our mindset. You see, if you have a poverty mentality, and when I mean poverty mentality, I'm talking about poverty in a poverty mentality when it comes to finances, a poverty mentality when it comes to your health, a poverty mentality when it comes to your relationships, a poverty mentality or perspective of life. When you have a poverty mentality, it interferes with you going to that next level. And the thing that holds you back, you can read all the books you want on personal development. You can have the best exercising program. You could take all of the classes. You could go to the best universities. You could live in the best area. You could eat the best foods. You could take the best nutrition. You could do all of those things. But if you don't change your mindset, and if you do not change your mindset, and if there's not a mind shift, you're going to stay in the same position where you are. You say, how do I know when I have a new mindset? Let me be transparent with you. I knew when I got a new mindset. Because when I got a new mindset and there was a mind shift in my life, I noticed that my actions change. Past tense, change. You see, if you wake up every day and you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, with that old, sick, slave mentality, poverty, mindset in terms of health, family, and relationship. If you keep doing that every day, you could tell when there's a new mindset. There's a new mindset and it's a new mind shift. When you get up and you notice you do things different. Used to get up and the first thing used to do was go on social media. See who got shot today, who got killed today. And you start reading all of those news, all of the what's going on in the world. And then you start getting in fighting with each other on social media. But now when you get up in the morning, you notice when you get up in the morning, you want to pray. You want to meditate. You want to journal. You want to do some self-reflection. You want to do some internal evaluation and assessment of your life. And then you start asking yourself questions. What am I grateful for today? Or you might notice that instead of you running to see what's going on around the world, you take out a pen and you start to plan out your day. Why? Because that's when you realize there has to be a new mindset and a new mind shift. You see, you cannot take new information, a new mentality and a new mindset, and you try put that in an old way of thinking. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Like I was talking to somebody. See, if all your life you went to the store and you brought 1 gallon of water, and all your life you bought 1 gallon of water, now you have the money where you don't have to buy 1 gallon of water. You could buy a 5 gallon of water, or you could buy tons of water. And so what happens is you continue to buy 1 gallon of water, not because that's all you could afford. It's because your mindset of a poverty mentality is when you go to the store, you just get 1 gallon of water. Now you could afford to get 5, 10 gallons of water, but the mindset that you have for so long, it controls your life. It becomes part of your philosophy. And even though you could go in the store and you have a car and you could buy the big 5 gallon or the 10 gallon, or you could buy 10 gallons of water, you still buy 1 gallon of water. Because it's a poverty mindset. You go to the store and you buy one loaf of bread, because that's all you could have afforded was 1 loaf of bread. Now you have the money where you could buy 3 or 4 loaves of bread, and you could put those bread in the freezer so you don't have to run to the store every time. And when you get low on bread, you just take it out. So it's not that you cannot afford the bread. It's just that your poverty mentality tell you just buy one bread. The poverty mentality is you can go, you only could afford to buy half a dozen eggs. Now you have the money, you can buy 1 dozen or 2 dozen eggs. But your mentality is when you go to the store, even though you can afford it, you still buy half dozen eggs. What I'm saying, it's that a lot of us are in the same situation over and over again. And it's not that we can't afford the thing. It's not that we cannot do better. What's holding us back is we're trying to move forward, but our mindset still is our old way of thinking. You see, if you want to go to that next level, and if you want to have the best of life, I mean the best of life in your marriage, the best of life with a relationship with your children, the best of life in your health, the best of life with your communities, your tribes, what you are part of. If you want to live a life of abundance, I mean spirit, soul, and body. Oh, you have to change your way of thinking, because you cannot put new wine in old wine skins, right? You can't take new wine and try to put it in some old bottles. No, you take new wine and you put it in some new bottles. You know, Jim Rohn said something. He said this. He said, your income is influenced by your philosophy. And I said, whoa, that's very interesting. I want you to think about that. Based on the words of Jim Rohn, Your income, the money that you make, is influenced by your philosophy. And I said to myself, wow, that's interesting. Because two persons baked two cakes with the same recipe, the same decoration. One person sells the cake for $25 and the other person sells the cake for $100. Now, what's the difference between the person with the $25 cake and the $100 cake when it's the same cake? It's based on their philosophy. One has the mindset, I think they will only pay me $25. The other person has the mindset, my cake is value and worth at least $100. What's the difference of them both getting paid $125 and $100? Is their philosophy based on their mindset. So I started to even dig deeper. I said, according to Jim Rohn, if your income is influenced by your philosophy, and your philosophy, the way you think, influence the money you make, how you look at money. Because your philosophy, your philosophy influence your income. Meaning that also when you go to look for a job, it's not based on your education, right? To some extent, it's based on your philosophy. Do I think that I am valuable for them to pay me that amount? Or you're a business owner, do I think that I'm valuable enough that they can pay me this much for this contract? So if our income is influenced by our philosophy, I say, let's dig deeper on this. So philosophy influences my income. That means my philosophy influences my life. The way I think, the way I see myself, the way you think, the way you see yourself, and the way you see yourself, the way you think, your mindset of who you are and how you see yourself affects every area of your life. You will date people based on your philosophy, the way you think, based on your mindset. Your friends that you have is based on your mindset. The jobs that you have or go to is based on your mindset. The person who you marry is influenced by your mindset. How you eat, what you put on your plate, is influenced by your mindset. When you go to the grocery store and you look at everything that you have in your grocery cart, it's influenced by your mindset. And we develop certain mindsets based on how we grew up in our families, the schools that we went to, the churches, the synagogues, the mosque, the places of worship, the organizations, all the things that we are a part of, the country you were born in, all the things that we were a part of growing up and we are part now in influence our mindset. I encourage you today that there's so much greatness inside of you, that there's so much success in you, that there's so much purpose in you, that there's so much destiny inside of you. But in order for you to birth and walk in the fullness of living a successful life, living a life of greatness, of purpose and destiny, you have to develop a new mindset. And when you develop a new mindset, there will be a new mind shift. And because there has been a new mind shift, you can walk in the fullness and walk in the greatness that you were created for. I want you to remember today, it's not lack of education that is holding you back or too much education. It's not your friends that are holding you back. It's there's no one holding you back. And the situation you're in now, the reason why it's getting worse over and over again is nobody else. The problem is your mindset. If you don't think that you deserve the best when it comes to life, in terms of relationship, you're going to continue to date the same people over and over again. If you don't think that you deserve the best when it comes to friends, you're going to have the same negative friends over and over again. If you don't think that you can be successful as a business person, then you're not going to be successful as a business person. If you think that your health is what it is and it cannot prove, and you have that mindset, then your health is going to stay there. What I'm trying to say is that everything that we do in life, whether we go left, whether we go right, whether we go up, whether we go wrong, whether we spin around, everything that we do in life is influenced by our mindset. And every day, you have to get up every day and you got to make a decision. Every day, I'm going to renew my mind. I'm going to renew my mind. Every day, I'm going to develop my mindset. I'm going to develop my mindset. Because I know one thing, in order for me and you to go to the next level, we got to develop our mindset. We develop our mindset yesterday, then we develop it today. One of the ways how we develop it, by teachings, by listening to people speak, listening to podcasts, reading books, getting around positive people, getting in different circles. Why? Because we need to change our mindset. The problem is nobody else. You got to look in the mirror and you got to be real with yourself and realize that if you don't change your mindset, you're not going to go to the next level. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes. And you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. Remember today, that if you don't change your mindset and have a mind shift, you're going to stay in the place where you are today and you will never go to that next level. But if you want to soar above the clouds, if you want to tap into your potential, discover your purpose, and become all what you were designed to be, if you want to have a life of success, greatness, purpose, and destiny, if you want to live a life of abundance, if you want to live a fruitful and a productive life, you have to have a new mindset and a new mind shift. Whatever the price is for you to get that new mindset and have a new mind shift, I encourage you today, go out, get it, because you can do it. Continue to release your greatness.